This is Lydia Johnson at the 94th National FFA Convention and Expo with the winner of the Growing Leaders and Career Success Premier Chapter Award. I have two students from the Branford FFA chapter in Florida, McCaden Wilkerson and Kristen Taylor. How are you guys doing today, ladies?
Doing good.
So I guess to start, McCaden, what did it feel like when you were standing on stage? I saw your jaw absolutely drop when they announced your chapter.
I guess it's just that we're such a small community and we probably have more cows than we do people. So just the picturing our small little community winning a National FFA Award was just absolutely jaw-dropping.
So walk us through some of the projects that you guys did at home.
So our chapter this year, we had a day where we had guys from all different varieties of agricultural fields come in and talk about their careers and what they did on a daily basis. And our students took notes and decided, you know, like what they might be interested in. And we then took their notes and turned them into presentations and had all of the elementary school come over, and we taught the elementary school students about possible agriculture careers and had the guest speakers come in and tell them a little bit about like what they do and how to do it and, you know, the salary and college hours and all that stuff. And really it just helped give the elementary school students an idea of what they want to do in the future.
Kristen, why was this especially impactful in your particular community?
Well, we're a very small farming community, as we know. And having the kids really get involved and see more than just a field and some animals and agriculture, see the science behind it and like the medical, it's really impactful.
What do you think are some of the biggest things that you've taken away or your chapter members that helped with these projects learned?
That there's so much more than what we see in face value for farming with technology and just how quickly it's growing and changing.
McCaden, you know, what are some of the biggest skills that you think that you've learned or other chapter members have learned?
I think we've definitely learned how to better spread the news about agriculture and how to better impact some of the younger generations. And I think that we've learned how to cooperate with one another on a higher level. And we've also learned how to take what adults have said and what we've learned and put it into a elementary school level teaching that way that everybody has some idea of what agriculture is and how it impacts us rather than just the older generation per se.
How do you see the project growing into the future?
We've actually replanned to do this again next year because it was just such a success. We kind of wanted to focus more on maybe some more like animal-based things, some more like veterinary science rather than actual like field soil scientists per se. We're definitely going to incorporate some more agricultural careers, and we might even expand it to be more of a countywide thing rather than just a chapter thing.
And ladies, is there anybody that you'd like to thank either on behalf of yourself or on behalf of your chapter?
Well, of course, our advisor, Ms. Stacy.
And then my mom, Aubrey Wilkerson, helped a lot in getting us prepared and helping us get where we are today.
Congratulations to you both, your advisor, your chapter, and have a great rest of convention.
Thank you.
This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.